Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous US only.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 519
on Now You Know. So Tesla has received official regulatory approval to operate its robotaxi network from a third U.S. state. Tesla submitted their application for a testing registry certification on September 3rd, and a week later, on September 10th, the Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles approved it.
So it looks like robotaxi is coming to Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Looks like Elon was not kidding when he said during the April earnings call that Tesla's autonomous driving technology would begin to, quote, affect the bottom line of the company and start to be fundamental by the second half of 2026, with millions of Teslas operating fully autonomously. So for Tesla to be filing for this permit in Nevada means that they are confident in FSD and feeling good about the rollout continuing now into its third state.
What do you think the next state will be?
We asked our patrons this week in the Patreon poll, so we'll find out what they think later in the show. My guess is either Florida or Arizona. Warm states.
Warm states. Not Alaska, huh?
There's only, what, three superchargers there?
Not a lot of people.
So the Boring Company posted, ProofRock 1 has emerged. This completes a 2.26-mile-long Vegas loop tunnel connecting a property close to the airport in the south to the Westgate Resort in the north. Along the way, there will be eight new stations, including the Virgin Hotels and the Hughes Center. Dark Wolf Sten says, will the boring machine be able to be reused elsewhere, or will it be buried like many boring machines are done like other companies do after large tunnel projects?
The Boring Company responded. They said ProofRock 1 will continue to be reused. This was its sixth completed tunnel, and it will hopefully launch again in November to build its seventh.
Of course, Elon said good work by the Boring Company. Now, I believe what the Boring Company just completed is this orange section here that goes from the airport in the south to the Las Vegas Convention Center and Westgate Resort in the north.
This could be a huge boon for the hotels and casinos on this stretch because tourists might choose the businesses on this route so that they can get to and from the airport easier and quicker.
Yeah, and it could start to reduce traffic as 40 to 42 million people per year visit Las Vegas.
So what is that per day in Uber and taxi rides?
That works out to be about 300,000 rides per day, according to Grok. So with about 12,000 injuries related to car accidents in Las Vegas every year, even a reduction of a couple percent in Uber rides could save hundreds of injuries per year because the tunnels are actually super duper safe. They just got a gold award from the Department of Transportation.
Which is really, really neat. And I mean, take a look at this map. So the whole map is not completed.
No, that's just planned. But the orange is the construction part. Yep.
When they do complete all of this, the subway looking map thing is going to be crazy looking.
Yeah, because Vegas doesn't have a subway.
But I would also like to point out that unlike a normal subway where you have to like, oh, get on the E train and then you got to go down to the blue line. You don't have to worry about that. You might be able to just get in a car and just tell the car where you'd like to go.
Exactly. So Elon spoke to the millions of people who came out in the UK on Saturday to peacefully protest their government.
Let me introduce you to you.
Congratulations, Tommy, on putting together an amazing event and really rallying the people of Britain.
Elon, none of this could have happened without you giving the British public access to the truth and giving us free speech and fighting for our free speech. So on behalf of Great Britain and the British public, we're incredibly grateful, Elon.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. And you may notice this T-shirt that I'm wearing. It's great British author, George Orwell. What would Orwell think? I think that's generally a good way to look at these things. He would want freedom of speech. He'd want the people to know what's real. He'd want the people to fight against government oppression and fight for the truth and fight for the future of Britain. I am of primarily British heritage, British ancestry. I want Britain to be greater than it ever has been. I want Britain to remain Britain. I think there's something beautiful about being British. And what I see happening is a destruction of Britain. Initially a slow erosion, but a rapidly increasing erosion of Britain with massive uncontrolled migration, a failure by the government to protect innocent people, including children who are getting gang raped. It's unreal. The government has failed in its duty to protect its citizens, which is a fundamental duty of government. This has got to stop. There needs to be massive government reform in Britain. And the people need to be in charge, not some bureaucracy that doesn't care.
And if you don't live in the UK, you might not know this, but every household with a television has to pay a television license fee, which funds the BBC. Here's what Tommy Robinson and Elon had to say about that.
Do you know what's great? The BBC and the mass media cannot control this, can they? I love it.
I mean, the BBC is complicit in the destruction of Britain.
And we pay for it, Elon. We pay for it.
Yes.
We're forced to pay for it. Do you know they send us to jail if we don't pay for it?
You're forced to pay for your own destruction. It's insane. It's unfair. It is wrong.
Tommy Robinson said The Guardian reported 110,000 at our London rally today, yet literally had their own helicopter showing the millions of patriots.
And Elon said, you are the media now. We reported recently that Tesla shareholders have requested that the Tesla board of directors increase Elon's security budget.
Up until recently, Elon's security detail was only budgeted at $3.3 million annually, which may sound like a lot, and that would be a decent amount for like a mid-level actor or rock star that needed like a close bodyguard team. But when you have to protect someone like Elon, who has to travel the world to visit gigafactories on three continents, and who is arguably the most recognizable person on the planet, then you need serious security.
Mark Zuckerberg's security costs $23.4 million, for example.
And he doesn't really travel the way that Elon does. So Elon's $3.3 million security budget from January 24 through February of this year works out to just $9,041 per day. And that's not enough, especially when he's traveling so frequently.
It's good to hear that Robin Denholm, Tesla's board chair, speaking to Bloomberg, said late last week that Tesla has increased Elon's security.
What is the board's view on terms of upping his own security right now?
Yeah, so very tragic circumstances this week. I think there isn't anybody in a boardroom that isn't touched by what's happened with Charlie Kirk. And also, you know, there have been other incidents in the executive world over the last 12 months that I think every board stops and thinks about the security of their CEOs, but also their executive team. And it's no different at Tesla. We have been focused as a board on Elon's security for many years now. He's been very public and very much out there. And so it is something that we take very seriously. He takes it very seriously as well. So again, from a board perspective, it is something that we've discussed at length.
So the season is changing and we're trying to make sleep a priority. It's always a struggle because of our busy schedules.
We've been using Dream by Beam for a while, and we love the difference it has made.
I've talked in the past about my struggle with falling asleep, or I'd wake up at 3 a.m. and just stare at the ceiling. But when I drink Dream, it actually helps me unwind and get deep, solid sleep. I wake up feeling rested and not groggy.
It's super easy, too. I just mix a scoop into hot water or milk, use the frother, and sip it like a nighttime treat. About 30 to 45 minutes before bed.
The ingredients are all natural and well-researched. Magnesium, apigenin, and a bunch of others that work together to support your sleep all night long.
You can get it with or without melatonin, depending on what you prefer.
And the flavors are so good. My favorites are cherry berry and the chocolate chip cookie one.
With so many options, there's a flavor for everyone.
Plus, it's only 15 to 20 calories, no added sugar, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, like it checks all the boxes.
If you've been struggling with sleep or just want to feel better in the morning, you should try it. Use our code NOWYOUKNOW to get up to 35% off your order.
Couldn't recommend Dream more. It's truly been a game changer.
Want better sleep? Try Beam Dream. Visit shopbeam.com/nowyouknow and use the code NOWYOUKNOW for up to 35% off for a limited time only.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup.
On Friday, Tesla officially ended the long-range rear-wheel drive Cybertruck variant.
That's the one that cost $69,999?
Yep.
But that was the cheapest Cybertruck.
Yeah, but it was very unpopular. For $10,000 more, you could get the all-wheel drive version, which not only has all-wheel drive and two motors, which means more power, but the cheaper version has no AC outlets, no powered tonneau cover, no rear touchscreen, 7-speaker sound instead of 15 speakers, and it only has textile seats instead of leather. Now, I think more people might have chosen the rear-wheel drive variant without all these things if the price had been lower, but $70,000.
I agree. If Tesla had somehow been able to deliver it for, say, $50,000, then it probably would have been a more popular choice. But $70,000 gets you a pretty well-appointed truck in a Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Honda, and Toyota universe. So what are the Cybertruck choices now?
There are two. The all-wheel drive is currently $79,990, and the Cyber Beast is $114,990.
And remember, there's only a couple weeks left to get the $7,500 federal tax credit. But that brings me to conjecture time. Hey, conjecture time. I think that it's possible that Tesla realized that they kind of messed up. They made this cheaper variant that...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Nobody actually really liked that much. And maybe they're going to go back to the drawing board and design a version that people will actually like.
Okay.
I don't know how they'll do it because you kind of want everything that's in the all-wheel drive version, but maybe they're just going to make it even cheaper.
Yeah. Comment down below. What do you guys think?
So over on our Disruptive Investing channel, we just published our interview with Sam Baker.
Sam is the founder and CEO of a company that is turning plastic into fertilizer using earthworms. And that is why the company is called Wriggle Brew.
Really fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it is really one of the things I love about this job. We get to meet and learn about some of the smartest people doing really cool things.
Yeah, if you need something to cheer you up this week, you need to meet Sam and find out what he's been able to do.
Science for the win! It's near and dear to my heart because if you remember way back 10 years ago when we started this channel, one of our very first videos was about vermicomposting.
That's where earthworms turn food scraps into compost.
Well, Sam went many steps further and has found a way to take everyday plastics and turn them into fertilizer that you can buy, by the way.
And you can learn all about it on Disruptive Investing today.
You know, as wonderful as electric vehicles are, they do have one flaw, and that is that when you are charging them, you can't drive away without unplugging them first.
And I know, of course, you shouldn't be able to drive away without unplugging them first. That's not a flaw, that's a feature.
And you're right. I probably would have pulled out of my driveway a dozen times in the past decade with the cord still attached if Teslas didn't have this feature.
But it's a flaw if you need to get away for your safety.
And we're talking about, like, if your garage is on fire, or if a bear is outside your car, or a crazy person or a criminal is there.
Wouldn't it be great if in those edge case circumstances, you could just drive away and be safe without needing to get out of your car and unplug?
Well, with this, you can. This is the Breakaway Escape Connector by EVject. This is a broken one because we've already shown you how it works. You simply plug the charger into the escape connector when you charge, and then if you need to get away while charging, you just hit the charge port button and drive away. The escape connector will sacrifice itself, break into two, allowing you to get away without having to get out of your car, which could save your life.
We use it, we recommend you use it, and we hope that you'll never need it.
But it is nice to know you can escape if you need to. Our code will save you 20%. So head on over to evject.com right now and get one. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. The city of Starbase has signed a contract with the Cameron County Sheriff's Office for dedicated law enforcement.
Starting October 1st through September 2030, 8 full-time sheriff's deputies will patrol Starbase city limits to enforce traffic, issue citations, and make arrests. And Starbase will reimburse about $70,000 per deputy and $91,000 per patrol vehicle.
Also, the city of Starbase will reimburse $75 a day per inmate to be held at the Carrizales Rucker Detention Center. I was wondering how Starbase was going to do their police force. Like, it's such a tiny city, were they going to actually, like, deputize their citizens? But this makes sense. They're actually going to pay nearby Sheriff's Office County to do it for them.
It's only a matter of time, though, before Optimus is the sheriff.
You are under arrest.
Howdy there, partner.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. Remember, we are giving away a Tesla Model Y front cooler, so don't forget to head on over and enter for that. We'll see you in a second. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout outs. These are the people that make this show possible, because I got to tell you, YouTube ain't making it possible.
Thank you to David Patton,
Benjamin DeBrick,
David Lloyd Tooker,
Hernan Martinez,
and John Summers.
Thank you so much, because without your support, the show wouldn't be here. All right, it's time for our Patreon poll. We asked our patrons, what do you think will be Tesla's next robo-taxi state? Because, you know, we got California, Texas, and now Nevada.
And the winner is Arizona.
And I think they're right, because Adub08 posted this. Breaking, just caught Tesla robo-taxi test vehicles cruising in Tempe, Arizona. Rollout coming soon. We don't know if that's true, but we do see that usually when this happens, when they're mapping, that does mean something's going to happen soon. So, yeah.
You don't think it's New York?
I mean, it's on the list there, but, you know, I think they'll go for the warmer places first.
Because winter is coming.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Elon said the media and educational institutions are programming people to murder. Anyone who celebrates murder is evil and should be utterly condemned. If killers are not arrested, they will kill. And then the president of El Salvador said, he who spares the wolf sacrifices the sheep.
Elon posted, either we fight back or they will kill us.
Stephen Barrett posted, the greatest lie of our time is pretending that Hitler's National Socialists were right wing. All socialists are left wing.
And Elon said, true.
Stephen King had posted that Charlie Kirk said that he advocated stoning gays to death. Dave Rubin posted, hey, Stephen King, you are more monstrous than any of the characters you ever came up with. Charlie was never anything but kind to me and my husband. We broke bread many times, and he never treated us with anything other than respect. He even came to our house not too long ago, and plot twist, didn't throw rocks at us. Write about that sometime, you hack.
And Elon said, why would Stephen King post something so blatantly false?
It was nice to see that Stephen King actually retracted that and apologized, so that's good to see. And just to remind everyone, Charlie Kirk had posted, I believe marriage is one man, one woman. Also, gay people should be welcome in the conservative movement. As Christians, we are called to love everyone. I will always stand against people who wish to establish their own personal values as a reason to kick others out of our movement. Jason Cohen posted, new Chris Cuomo attacks Elon and says he wouldn't be surprised if he were murdered after Charlie Kirk's assassination. And this is a quote from Chris Cuomo. When the richest man who controls the most powerful platform writes that the left is the party of murder, I'm not going to excuse it because he's autistic. Autistic people are not all morally bankrupt. They don't all say the stupidest things at the worst time. I don't know what it's about with him, and I don't give a shit. He has, in my opinion, exhausted his usefulness.
And he, if you watch the quote, I mean, Jesus, this guy's getting about as close as he can to saying, he literally says, oh, I wouldn't be surprised if someone kills him, which is really not the right thing to be saying right now. And then Elon responded to this. He says, by implying that I might be murdered by the radical left, Cuomo is exactly proving my point. And he is. To say, to I mean, to say that about anybody.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he was murdered.
You'd have to be talking about the worst kind of person who like is in the worst kind of circles, but that's not what Chris Cuomo is talking about. It's one thing if you're like, you got like a brother-in-law and he like, he's with a biker gang or something. And you're like, well, I wouldn't be surprised if he got killed someday. That's maybe one thing. This is not that at all.
G. Anderson posted, it was at this moment Sam knew he fucked up. And just want to point out, this is an interview you should watch with Tucker Carlson where for 6 minutes, I don't know what Sam was thinking, but this is all about the OpenAI engineer Sucheer Balaji, who was murdered. And Sam somehow thinks he was committing suicide. Elon said, right on target, he was murdered. Dr. Helen Ingram said, dear BBC, please, for the love of God, stop calling thousands of normal, peaceful Brits far right.
Elon said the BBC is just government propaganda.
Kelly J. Keene says, it's no longer left versus right. What we are facing now is good versus evil.
And Elon said yes.
And Elon reposted Scott Adams' post. Has anyone offered a direct quote in context from Charlie Kirk that they considered racist or sexist or bigoted? That dog is not barking. By now, I should have seen plenty of examples. All I hear is generic insults and hate. Terrence K. Williams posted, Charlie Kirk was not a racist, and I will not sit back and allow people to spread that lie. I gave Charlie Kirk his flowers last year and then thanked him for helping hundreds of young black people get an invite to the White House back in 2019. He helped pay for most of their flights and hotels because it cost so much to travel, and he didn't want them to miss out. He gave them an experience and opportunity of a lifetime, and yes, he helped me get an invite as well. I'm going to miss him so much.
Charlie helped hundreds of young black boys and girls go to the White House. Charlie, thank you for that.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, man.
So for people who want to call Charlie a racist, kiss my black ass, excuse my language. Charlie Kirk is not a racist.
I love this guy, I'll tell you. And, you know, by the way, I have some New York Times reporters for you to talk to.
I'll talk to them.
Elon Musk said this lie and many others about Charlie Kirk have been published by almost every legacy, formerly known as mainstream, news organization. All right, it's time for new superchargers in the world. We got three pages, so let's get to it.
We got the 8-stall version 4 in Quincy, California.
The 12-stall version 4 in Canmore, Alberta.
The 16-stall version 4 in Alamo, California.
The 24-stall version 4 in Huntington Beach, California.
Number 87 in Sweden is the 20-stall version 3s and 4s in Markaryd, Sweden.
Number 55 in Ohio, the 12-stall version 4 in Oregon, Ohio.
Number 116 in New York is the 16-stall version 4 in Saugerties, New York.
Number 204 in Florida, the 12-stall version 4 in Celebration, Florida.
Right near Disney World. The 12-stall version 4 in Guthrie, Oklahoma.
Number 3 in Alaska, the 8-stall version 4 in Trapper Creek.
Number 131 in Australia is the 6-stall version 3 in Busselton, Western Australia.
Number 289 in Germany is the 8-stall version 4 in Dusseldorf.
Number 204 in the UK is the 12-stall version 3 in Newark.
Number 12 in Oklahoma, the 20-stall version 3 in Tulsa.
Number 90 in Hong Kong is the 3-stall version 4 in Tai Wai.
Number 93 in Virginia, the 12-stall version 4 in Woodbridge.
Number 90 in Spain is the 8-stall version 4 in Antas, Spain.
Number 241 in France, the 8-stall in Ruffec.
Number 260 in Canada is the 8-stall version 4 in Delta, British Columbia.
Number 137 in Japan, the 4-stall version 3 in Odawara.
An expansion from 10 to 20 stalls, version 4 in Murcia, Spain.
The 3-stall version 3 in Wenzhou, China.
The 3-stall in Shenzhou, China.
The expansion from 12 to 30 stalls in Miami.
The 3-stall in Zhaohuang, China.
The 3-stall in Zigong, China.
The 3-stall in Shanghai, China.
Number 75 in Georgia, the 16-stall version 4 in Brunswick.
The 3-stall in Lu'an, China.
The 3-stall version 4 in Semenxia, China.
The 3-stall version 4 in Jinhong, China.
The 4-stall version 4 in Guiyang, China.
The 6-stall version 4 in Beijing, China.
The 4-stall version 4 in Taishan, China.
The 3-stall in Haiyan, China.
The 3-stall in Taizhou, China.
The 3-stall in Wuxi, China.
And number 2360 in China, the 4-stall version 2 in Liaoyang, China.
The 8-stall version 4 in Paris, Texas, number 198 in Texas.
Number 204 in Florida, the 8-stall version 4 in Hialeah Gardens, Florida.
Number 56 in Colorado is the 8-stall version 4 in Grand Junction.
And number 588 in California, number 2791 in the USA, and number 7686 in the world is the 24-stall version 4 in Livermore, California. Woo! Thank you for joining us today, everybody.
We'll see you guys on Tuesday.
Now you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.